Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seghi moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rollins out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles is walked intentionally. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minchur is 0-for-1 in the game. Minchur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seguí hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. Seguí moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Seguí moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Batty to Minchur and they have Charles trapped. The throw over to Verhals, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Seghi bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Shoemaker moves to second. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cott for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alozic. Verhaals reaches second base with a double. John Wyatt now pitching. Frank Castro pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Charles steals second. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-4 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.